A bit of Embryo live recorded on one microphone, one channel only, in the lineup Roman Bunker guitar, Dave King bass guitar, and Christian Bohart drums. It's the same emergency rehearsing. That was Embryo Live, and here's a bit of Embryo in person. Next to me are Roman Bunker and Christian Burkhardt, the founder member of Embryo. Well, before we come to two specific questions I have on mind, I would like to give you a little chance for a duty talk for some background information on Embryo.
Okay, some background talking. Well, Embryo was formed about 4 years ago. With the thinking of making a group which plays not only jazz, not only pop, and not this kind of music which is put into cliches. Mm,
categories.
We wanted to do different things. Mm. That was the beginning, but it was very hard to find musician for this. So we changed very often the personnel. Because we didn't want to get stuck in one direction. Mm-hmm. We always wanted to be open, mm-hmm, to different directions at the same time, if it's possible. And in the future, we like to enlarge our possibilities, going into different directions. You know, mm-hmm, like today we played some acoustic stuff, mm-hmm, and played some sort of. Electric stuff with bass guitar and drums, but this is not all we can do. You know, we can do a lot of more things, and we want to build it up.
Well, that's actually one specific point I wanted to talk about. Most groups in Germany, or most groups at all, once they keep changing their lineup, they are first of all recognized by the public as well, something new, something different. And with Embryo, it's a normal thing. It is something which belongs to the group, to the image of the group.
Yeah, that's right. People expect. I think people expect from us now that we bring some new shit. And really, it's like people always come to concerts and when they hear Embryo, they know they do something else. So that's a good thing. I mean, it's dangerous too, you know, because then you have to do something else, and we don't want to do this too, you know. But I mean, it's good when you see all the groups, you know, because a lot of groups that do the same thing all the time, you know, like Atlantis, they are well known as sort of a rock group, you know, they play only rock music, you know, or maybe Emergency, they play only jazz rock, very, very, very stylistic, you know. Or there are other groups, they play only hard rock, you know, they don't change at all, you know, and I think it's not good, you know, because you get stuck into one thing, you know, and it lose the energy which might be there at the beginning when they started doing it, is getting less and less. And that's one reason why we look in different directions.
Well, this is also reflected to the whole kind of attitude you have against the industry, the record industry, I think. The openness towards all sides, towards all sides of musicians, towards all sides of, well, life and whatever as well.
Yeah, sure. You know, we. I mean, you want to talk some?
Well, okay. let's.
Always talk about it. I mean, okay. I can continue. I mean, we have the same meaning in about it. You know, it's a thing. Like we are sort of, well, not guerrillas, but we are sort of. Like this about, you know, like we try to do our own thing, and if any record company want us to do their thing, we say fuck you, you know, because we want to do our thing. You know, and that's important. I think like the musician who is playing on stage, you know, like he's responsible for what he's playing, and he should take care of himself. What he should play, and not other people, like maybe there's some kids, you know, they say, hey man, like we had this thing happen to us, you know, like we were with United Artists, and the cat came to us and said, hey, look here, man, you heard the latest Crosby, Stills & Nash album? Things like this you have to do, you know, because this will sell a lot of albums, you know. Mm-hmm. So we just said, fuck you, you know, we quit the company, okay, we paid, we lost some money, you know, but, you know, that's our thing.
Well, can we have a bit of information about the musicians you played with? Next to you is Roman Bunker, current guitar player and sax player. Could we have a word from you, please?
Pardon?
We have a word from you.
A word from me? I try to develop some of this. I mean, like, I got a lot of instruments, you know, I want to develop into electric music. And I started with the sas. It's a Turkish instrument, you know. And I made a pickup on it, like a lot of Turkish cats do, because it's not loud enough, you know. And I started to play with this, you know. And it's working good. And so I check out some other things, like wood and like sitar perhaps too. But sitar is a little bit more harder to get into, you know. Because I really think that's new possibilities to mix traditional instruments with electronic sounds. For instance, Indish or Turkish instruments with things like ring modulators or phase shifters or something like this, or wah-wah pedals, I don't know.
You've made an Africa tour through the Goethe Institute, was it?
Yeah,
about 2 years ago.
That's
right. How big was the influence from this tour on the whole concept of Embryo?
Well, we looked forward about 1 year before the tour. We thought only about the tour. And like it was a little bit, the groups at time was pretty untogether, you know. There was a lot of personal problems. So and I'm the only one who is left from that tour, you know. But when I came back, I had a lot. I heard the whole music down there, you know, and I was jamming with a lot of musicians, and like I. Roman was that time he left Embryo before and he came back, you know, like he had about half a year, he had been someplace else, you know. And when he came back to Embryo, like I told him, you know, we saw a SAS in a we have this pawn shop.
Pawn shop, yeah.
Pawn shop. We saw a SAS in the pawn shop. And I said, this instrument you must get those things because that's what's happening. And we saw a SAS and I was only thinking about like I had made this Africa tour, and I was playing with a lot of musicians. I was listening to a lot of music down there, and I had a big influence, you know, for myself. And I try to give it to other people.
Do you intend to bring native musicians from these kind of territories to your?
I met a beautiful drummer in Tunis, Tunis, and I traveled with him for 4 days, day and night. He only played in our hotel room, and he wrote me a lot of letters. But it's very hard to get those people out of their country, because they make a lot of troubles, you know. Because now, even here in Germany, then people can get in, you know.
That's the typical German bureaucracy, isn't it?
Yeah, and the Tunisian is very hard too. The Tunisian, it's impossible to get a passport even for those cats, you know. It's really, and he's a terribly good drummer. He's a young cat, and like, he comes out of a music family. His father is a very famous folkloric drummer, and he's playing real drums, and he knows all the records. Like those kids down there are very good informed. I was really astonished, you know. Like I came down there, and they knew Soft Machine, they knew John McLaughlin, they knew Larry Lang. I heard an Alchi, I heard the latest Pharoah Sanders record. Really, those people down there, they really think about music even more than here, you know, even more than here, you know, and they listen so good. The audience is much better, it's much better. You know, like when you play a Risen, like we played a 5-4, they clapped right, and they didn't let us leave the stage for 2 hours, you know.
So maybe going back now.
I would like to, but it's a thing. Like it's now pretty hard to get down there because of this political shit, you know. And this tour we made was sponsored by the Goethe Institute, and we had all the papers from the government. But for instance, we came to the Moroccan border. We came, and they saw our long hairs, and they said you can't go in. And we showed them our papers, and they said no, you can't go in. So we had to wait one day, and we called up the German consul in Tangier, and he had to drive 100 k's to the border, and he talked to the kids, you know, and I think he gave us some money, and then they let us go, you know. That's the problem down there. That's really, it's really like it's very, we have this, it's really corrupt, you know. Like, and when you have the right papers and the right stamps, everything is okay, you know. But if we would go with our bus and gear down there, they would really fuck us, you know.
These sponsored tours, foreign sponsored tours by the government, by the German government, through the Goethe Institute, could they take you to any other countries in the future as well?
Yeah, we made some contacts with America.
Can't you go to America?
Yeah, we can go to America. We had been in the States this New Year's and this Christmas, because a friend of us, Mel Waldron, he's a famous piano player. He made a record and he told us to come with, you know, and like, because he knew, he worked for about 30 years or 40 years he worked in New York, you know, and he worked with Elvin Jones and Max Roth and all those famous cats. And we went with him there, you know, and I visited the Goethe Institute there and talked to them, and they want to make a tour with us next year in April.
So listeners of this program may have a chance to see you soon in America. Also, your record is going to be released in America soon, I think.
That's right.
Spring.
Next
spring.
Month it's going.
In March, on BASF. Yeah. BASF. I mean, it's business is hard in the States. It's really hard in the States. I found it out because I tried to. I talked to a lot of musicians down there, and I tried to make some extra contacts. But it's really easy in Europe when you compare it. You know, like for instance, we went to Paris, and we were there 2 days, and we had a record released in France, you know. And he went to England, and we had a tour, as we had a festival gig, you know. Yeah, but I went there. I was there 20 days, and I tried to do something, but it's much harder, you know. It's more money involved, you know.
Christian, tell us a bit, or Roman, about your musicians, about the musicians you played with in the past. Is there any chance of, from time to time, temporary reunions, for instance, with Charlie Mariano or with Mel Waldron or other musicians?
Yeah, we tried, you know, it's a money problem in a way, because, you know, in a trio it's very economic to play. And if you play with more people, you know, and like these people like Charlie Mariano and Mal Waldron, you know, we must pay them more, you know, in a way. We must pay them. And then it's more, there are more economic problems, you know. And but if we got the gigs, you know, we got the musicians together. Somehow we can play with a lot of people, you know. Mm. And we know we have good contacts to all these people. And the last time we played with Charlie was 2 months ago or so. And we play with him, when he's back in Germany, we play with him again, you know. And it's really fun. And with Mar, we make next week we make a session with him, you know. And that's all I can say.
So the last question is about your current situation. You said you've been playing for 4 years with Embryo, and you're still playing festivals like these. Is that economically necessary for you, or do you have to do it, or what is it?
Well, I think it's good to do it, you know.
Because and we have to do it. It's good to do it, and we have to do it.
Yeah, both. I mean, it's in a way it's fun, you know. In a way it's okay. I mean, I like to play to any audience, you know, to only freak audience. Sometimes we play it in front of kids, you know, really really young kids, and it's nice too, you know. I mean, we play a little bit different. We play more rock stuff, you know, maybe. And I mean, it's always different when we play, you know.
Arnold Coleman did New York.
We make a lot of video now. We saw him in the video.
Yeah, we were in the studio.